Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com.
The Word of God from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. A story is told of a soldier during the Civil War trying to see President Lincoln. The soldier's mother was dying, and he wanted to leave to visit her. But despite his persistence, the guards would not let him through to the president. As the man stood crying outside the White House, a boy came up and asked him what the matter was. After hearing his story, the boy led him by the hand, past the guards, and straight into Lincoln's personal library. The boy said, "Father, I have brought someone to see you." Lincoln listened to the soldier's request and granted him a leave of absence, all because of the intercession of his son, Tad. Whether the story is true or not, it illustrates the powerful truth of what Jesus has accomplished for us with his death and resurrection. Our sins had barred us from entering heaven. Mankind had lost its access to God because we had denied him first place in our lives. But God showed his eternal love for us by sending his Son. As true man, Jesus suffered with us, understanding what it means to be tempted by sin. And yet, as true God, he was able to resist all temptation. But because he suffered with us, Jesus, our high priest, was also able and willing to suffer for us. His death on the cross was the atoning sacrifice that pays for the disobedience of all people. His resurrection is proof that he was successful in his redeeming work and that he now serves as a mediator between us and our Heavenly Father. As a result, we can be confident that God will hear and answer all our prayers. Lord, grant me grace and mercy for my every need, for the sake of Jesus, your Son. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.